Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Lying beside you, here in the dark, feeling your heartbeat with mine. Softly you whisper, you're so sincere. How could our love be so blind? We sailed on together, we drifted apart, and here you are by my side. Yeah. So now I
Monday, our marvelous Monday here, and instead of Jethro on today, he's taken a little bit of a break. I'm thinking he might be on after Psychics Gone Wild. Try that. His new show is the 714-333-3354, and he does that under Reverend Jethro Snit, so he's in a little bit different format and different style of doing. And hello to everybody in chat today. It's like Peggy, Laverne, Nellie, and Yayo. It's like glad to see everybody here. All righty. Let's see. And hey, Nellie. And let's see some of the announcements here. We've got a pretty full week coming up. Let's see. Today, well, today's just going to be with me with the birth cards, and we're doing a short one. As always, get a hold of Jethro at www.jethrosmith.net. And he is at 928-284-0437. And this month he is running what's called the July special. It's the coffee reading. And if you'd like to be in on that, normally he his prices are to do a reading with him is like $60 for 30 minutes or $120 for a whole hour. But this month he is so sold on the healthy coffee, he has given everybody an opportunity to try the coffee and get a reading for essentially half, you know, more than half price. It's like if you buy a box of the coffee, black or lattes, it's $30.50. And with that, when you purchase that and you go through, you give Kelly a call, give me a call at 719-289-4907. What we do is we walk you through that. We get you set up with a box of coffee, and then Jethro does a 30-minute reading with you. So not only does the reading have price, it's like getting that coffee for free. So it's like you get to try a coffee and a reading for, like, a really, really, really low price. And he said it was one of those, like, he ran one of these, I think it was back in April or May, and he went, after the month was over, I'm never doing this again. It's like he got to that point this month. He says, I'm not doing this special again. So it's like, if you want to get in on this special, it's like, get it done before July, because he won't be running this one again. But he's really sold on the healthy coffee, and it's like, it's really good stuff. All righty. Yeah, Nugget. Okay, you made it. Yay, I know. Oh, how can you go wrong? Oh, not at all. Exactly. All right. Let's see. What else? And my information is I'm Kelly with KC Birth Cards, and I am at gmail.com, at kcbirthcards@gmail.com. I also am kind of, Jethro's been really kind of bugging me, so I'm like, okay, I'm stepping forward a little bit and going, okay, if anybody wants to do the Reiki appointments, we'll do them either in person, or if you know you live a long way from where I'm at, it's like Reiki does travel distances. We can do either a phone reading or a long distance one, and it's like I do those. I will do a Reiki appointment with people for $50 for the 25 minutes, and I also do. He wants me to do the coffee special, so I said, okay, I can offer the same thing. It's like if people want to get a box of coffee from me, it's like I will do a 30-minute birth card reading with them. And it's like, so you get a little bit more time than I normally do on air. All righty. And I'm just going to say hello, all. Yeah, glad to see everybody's here. I was like, I'm so sorry. In this chat room, it's like I get one smiley face. I can't even get the second smiley face. So it's like, you know, you guys have out there have a lot more variety with the smiley faces, and like you can have fun with those. So anyway, all right, well, we're going to get to our callers and our queue line here today, and thank you everybody for calling in. Our first one here is area code 803. You're live with Kelly on Psyche's Gone Wild.
Hello,
you're on air with us.
Hi, I have never done this before, so do I need to ask your question?
Okay. Your first time caller. Well, cool. Well, thank you for calling in and being on with us today. What I do is a little bit different than what Jethro does. He is everybody has different psychic colors, and it's like he doesn't need the birth cards, but it's like I do. So it's like what I need to do for what I do is I need your month, your day, and your year of birth, and it's like, and then we figure out what your birth card is, and we can tell you stuff from there.
Okay. It's 214-67.
214-67. Okay. Let's see. Were you one of the ones I was typing to last night?
Yeah. Yep.
All righty. I thought so. I saw that Jack of Diamonds come up with that Six of Spades. All righty. Oh, yeah, that's right, because you're with the Rebirth year. Cool. You got a lot of cool stuff going on. I was sitting there going, I was so frustrated because it's like I usually can do this much better in a talking format than I can with typing because I type. So, well, it's not that I type slow, but it's like just the restrictions of what they'll let us type in there. It's like, you know, we type so much, they go, slow down, you're typing too fast. It's like, okay, I love you too. It's like, thank you.
I totally understand.
All righty. Well, let's see. Let's have a look, see at this here. And ta-da, let me get on the right page here for you. Okay, and I think a lot of this is like, you know, I think I kind of went over it last night, but it's like at least the benefit of having it on air is like we always archive our shows. So it's like if I go a little fast, what you can always do after the show is you go back and you click back in and you say, I want to listen to this show again. So you can go back through and get that information again, because a lot of times I'll do like the keyword phrases and that kind of things. And it's like, you know, this way it's there. So when you want to listen to it again, you can.
Okay.
But the Jack of Diamonds person. And you're an Aquarius. It's like, and your birthday is like a week after mine. So I was like, cool. Okay, it's called the financially creative card, and it's called the salesman's card. It's like, and I know last night you were like, I'm not a salesman. I was like, oh, no. It doesn't mean you are a salesman, but it says, you know, you're really sharp, you're clever, you're always able to make a good use living, you know, using wits and charm. You're really independent, you're creative. You operate as much from instinct, you know, that gut feeling, as you do from your quick and creative mind. You get along well, in life, and by virtue of that inherited, you know, financial expertise you have. But it does say that few heed the call of your highest ideals and become a king that stands close to them, because when a person born as a Jack, you always have that ability to kind of step up in the royal court and, you know, be that, you know, an entrepreneur, and it's like, you know, run your own business, that kind of stuff. But it's like, so that option is there if you want to take it. You've got a lot of natural psychic ability or intuitiveness that can lead you to direct spiritual realization, but Jacks are all fixed in their minds, and it prevents you sometimes from exploring that intuition, which is really one of your greatest gifts. Some of the Jack of Diamonds become professional psychics, while others, you know, just go, I don't want to do that stuff, you know, really afraid of it. But in any event, you know, a lot of you come to use that gift in your later life. You've got a great deal of power to persuade others, and this is why, you know, I finally was like, you know, no, it's like, you're one of those people, you can sell snowballs to Eskimos, okay? It's because I have these, I have this really special snow, and it's like, you haven't had a snowball until you've had one of mine. And it's like, really and truly, you have that ability, you really do, just to persuade others. But you're really successful in work that brings you in front of groups or individuals. You can make a really good living, like in entertainment or healing professions. You're artistically inclined, you know, and some are really gifted, and it's like, and what I say about when they say artistically inclined, I have seen, you know, people, bricklayers or, you know, quilters, you know, people, it's like there is art in any profession that you want to go into. It's like there's always some creative, you know, way, creative mode, you know, to do stuff. So it's like you can have art in any field, no matter what you do. And, you know, again, the Jacks, you know, sometimes they call you a little bit crafty, you know, kind of like the fox. It's like, you know, but you've got this vast creativity, and you mean well. You know, a lot of times, sometimes you guys make promises you aren't able to keep, or, you know, come through on. It's like, you know, you say, oh, man, it's like I meant to do this, you know. But, you know, you love to play, and even in old age, you're one of those people that it's like you're always going to look kind of youthful, and people go, how do you do that? It's like, I don't know, I love to play, because it's a secret of youth. You like to be social. You're really, again, the best salesperson in the deck, okay? You got to find a career, though, that gives you an outlet for that creativity and recognition for really, you know, like superior, excellent talents you have, because you got a lot of them. In relationships, sometimes we've all kind of been raised on that Disney, you know, the happily ever after bit, and we have this really idealistic view of love and marriage. Sometimes there's what they call a constant turnover of love interests, and that was more likely, that manifests more likely in younger people where they kind of like play the field a lot. But it's like, you know, when you get a little bit older, you kind of settle down a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and it's just because, you know, you change your mind a lot. You think about love a lot, you know, you think about marriage, you know, none of them actually do it, but it's like, you know, chances are you probably have at this case in your life. In Diamonds women, okay, the female Jack of Diamonds is better off to not mix business and romance, because this Queen of Diamonds, if, as your personality card, has the most negative. It's like if there's not really a bad card in the deck, but it's like the Queen of Diamonds card comes with the most negative love karma of any other card in the deck. It's like hands down, they win. It's like, and that's not necessarily the contest you wanted to win. But they have this idealized concept of what personal freedom is. And a lot of cases, that concept, you know, oh, I'm going to lose my freedom, you know, keeps you from, you know, really making a commitment or relationship. I mean, I've known people that have gotten married and not really exactly been committed, okay, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But, you know, and they will. It's like, you know, give you good reasons why, you know, I've never settled down, you know, this and that. And it's like, you know, oh, I got these high ideals, you know, personal freedom, et cetera. But sometimes the truth is you're really afraid of what a real commitment may cost you in terms of, you know, your own freedom, you know, but having to face yourself and that deep need for love and attention, because everybody's got it, and you really kind of bury it. You bury it deep, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the power to get your way with people, but sometimes that indecisiveness, that just a little bit of an indecisive nature and that sense of independence gets the better of you, and sometimes you shoot yourself in the foot with that. You can have a really good relationship once you decide that that's really what you want and you're ready to settle down. But it's like, again, just that extreme creativity, you know, tends to really, you know, sometimes put you out there and people go, oh, you're a player. It's like, well, no, not really. It's like, I'm just having fun, you know. Six of Spades, though, is your planetary ruler. Adds a really strong, steadying influence to your personality, which is really good. You tend to create peace in your life, and you wait for things to come your way. Health matters play a really important role in your life, as you're probably learning lessons about, you know, results of whatever your lifestyle was, you know, leading, because you don't get away with abuses to your health, okay? You've got a great potential for success, but again, you got to find yourself, you know, ways to get out of the rut you get into at times. This was the last night. My grandma always used to say, a rut is a grave with the ends kicked out. It's like, don't wait for somebody to come along and fill it in. So if you kind of find yourself in a rut, look for ways to kind of get out of that. And, you know, you might find yourself like waiting, you know, for something that never shows up because you didn't pursue it. Sometimes you got to put that one foot in front of the other, and you just kind of got to go after things a little bit. Your life has a certain destined quality about it. You know, when you least expect it, something happens to really take you on to the next chapter in development. And this, like I say, I'm so excited of you to do this, and because the rebirth years are really cool. It's each of at 45, everybody goes through what they call the rebirth year, and it's like in the mundane world, as I like to call it. People go, oh, you're having a midlife crisis. It's like, well, yeah, you know, rose by neither name. It's still what it is. But it means you're returning to your original location in the grand solar spread with the cards. And it's the same place you were during that first year of life. We also have the same cards in the yearly spread, you know, that we did when we first came into the planet. So it's a really significant year, and it gives a really special opportunity for advanced spiritual development. During this rebirth year, we experience the same cards that we were born with, but now we've grown in our understanding in life, so we have the opportunity to, like, remake our life on a higher level by accessing the higher sides of each of the cards. And in this year, in many respects, it's a pattern setter. It's like, you know, or the tone setter for, like, the second half of your life, because this goes in, like, 45-year cycles. So it's kind of like what they call the microcosm that projects into the macrocosm. That's the rest of your natural life. And it's really important that what you do this year, more than any other years of your life, it's like you need to fill this year with, you know, healthy, loving, inspirational, life-expanding activities, relationships. It's like, you know, the things that you want to have as a routine part of your life for the rest of your life. And then by so doing, you gain a measure of conscious control how the rest of your life kind of turns out. You know, you become the captain, the what do you want to call it, the ship of the oh man, I'm hearing something in the background. That's really weird. The captain of your own ship, you know, you're steering your own helm, okay? So every year in your yearly spread, you've got what they call a higher form of expression and a lower form. So we look at this year's card spread really carefully, and we see if you can discern the difference between, you know, what is, you know, the high side of the card and the low side of the card, okay? Because you consciously choose to access the higher sides of the cards. When you use your will and your conscious intent, you're not only able to influence what happens to you this year, but really essentially for the rest of your life. And you face those patterns you were born with, since they're the same cards you're born with, and you've got this, you know, the second chance to set new patterns for the rest of your life. And it's like, you know, this is one of those, you know, good luck, you know, go forward with this. So it's really awesome. It's really an awesome year for you. You have a good career influence this year because of the position where your birth card is. You've got the ability to achieve a larger measure of recognition in your work. Of course, you know, if you're not into business or career, it's like it's not going to have a lot of effect on you. But if you are trying to get, you know, more recognition, or if you're starting a business, this is the time to become better known. It's the time when some of those dreams are going to come true. Because of this, people begin to pay more attention to what you're doing. You might, like, achieve some kind of reward, just become more recognized in your field. And the way I say this is, I've known, for example, person who was a librarian got the Librarian of the Year Award, you know, type of thing. It's like, and then there was another person in the same, you know, library. It's like they got the Storyteller of the Year, you know, type of thing. It's like, so it just, you know, how it manifests just depends on what you're doing in your life, okay? A lot of people receive promotions during years like these. And just how it manifests depends on what your work or aspirations are. You can also find your true purpose in life this year. It's like there's a lot of times people go through life and they go, man, why did I come into this planet? You know, what is my purpose? What purpose does God have for me? So this is the year where with prayer and meditation, prayer is talking to God, meditation is listening to God, you go ahead and you indulge in both. And it's like you listen to that, you know, still quiet voice within you, and it's like you get the opportunity to have special insights. It's like things that are normally, what I'll say is, hidden in the unconscious. It's like kind of surfaces a little bit for you. Okay, let's see. Your long range card this year, and I'm going to go through what we call the big five. You've got long range Pluto, result card, environment card, and displacement card. And these are all really good. You've got a 10 of diamonds in your long range. You're going to be thinking about money a great deal. It's like, luckily, you know, it'll be a large sum of money you're thinking about. It doesn't mean that you're going to actually get or, you know, have that sum of money for yourself, but you might be involved in some sort of business or place or event or somewhere. There's a large sum of money to deal with. May not so be yours. Like, I know you have people who work at banks or they are treasurers for, like, a big, I don't know, events and fairs and things like that, you know, whether you somehow or other handling a lot of money. It could be related to real estate, could be, you know, your work, a divorce, any other number of reasons. And in some cases, it indicates a lot of money being made. It's not certain, but there's just this idea that you're going to be thinking about a large sum of money a lot. And the key words there, a year of dealing with large sums of money or the concept of large sums of money and possible huge financial success. These are the ones that I say, get your 3x5 index card. Write these down. Put these on your, like, bathroom mirror or, you know, in your planner or someplace where you're going to see them every day, and this is, you know, you kind of focus on it. The Ten of Clubs as the Pluto card is going to bring a lot of focus in your mind, how you use it, how you go about sharing what you know with others. You might be involved in mental fields like, you know, publishing, writing, teaching, speaking, communications, you know, outreach programs in a college, something like that. You may be attempting to get more success or recognition in those areas. The Ten of Clubs always refers to teaching, reaching larger groups of people, refers to knowledge passed on by you to them. Somehow it's the goal and challenge for you this year to achieve your goals. You need to institute some changes in the way you do things, and these changes might be challenging to you, you know, more so than you've ever been challenged before. It's like, or in another vein, you know, your mind might already be too powerful, you know, and it's like it's kind of a year when you learn to harness it, you know, like kind of breaking a horse. It's like you harness those energies, you regain control of it, so you focus and you can sleep at night, because otherwise you can end up like a hamster on the wheel, okay, and it just got of your fins and you go, man, I'm having a hard time sleeping because... So, like, this is why I say take those notebooks, and it's like, you know, get yourself a notebook, like one of the miniature ones, fit in your pocket, something like that. Write down these ideas. You know, when you find yourself in a place where it's like, I'm not sleeping because, you know, once you commit those ideas to paper and it's like you get, you know, and always date them. It's like I've learned this. Always put a date by your great ideas because you go, man, how long ago? And sometimes you flip back to it. It's like, I thought it was just a couple of years ago. How come I haven't acted on it? You know, so you can, you know, keep a hold of those things and go, yeah, I just, you know, kind of forgot it and you got on the back burner. But to achieve your goals, you got to institute some changes in the way you do things, and those changes may challenge you to be, you know, like more than you've ever been. You know, the Army where it's like, be all you can be, it's like, no, you're going to be more than you've ever been, okay? In another vein, you know, it's like whatever your specifics, your relationship with your mind is a spotlight. It can either be your ally or your enemy, okay? You can be your best friend or your worst enemy, already. Your result card further describes that. Now, the affirmation for this Ten of Clubs, it says, I am challenged to use my mind to its full potential. I desire success in teaching or in other communications areas. Okay, so that's what you're really looking on and looking for. Your result card this year, this is that Eight of Diamonds. As a result of meeting some of your major challenges and goals this year, you're going to be able to accumulate, earn, you know, borrow a large sum of money, whatever that you need for some specific purpose. You know, but only you know what your inner goals are, but that card gives you a really positive sign for financial success before the year's end. So set your sights high. It's like, you know, hit your wagon to the star moment. It's like, and, you know, meet the challenges. That Pluto card, knowing that in the end you're going to be successful. By the time of your next birthday, you're going to have your finances you want, and you're going to make that major and important, you know, purchase and decision and things. Your affirmation for this one, that Eight of Diamonds, is I create financial power. I accumulate money resources to achieve my goal. I end this year with financial success. Okay, affirmation three. And let's see here. Let me click this one here. Your environment card this year is that Jack of Diamonds. And it kind of guarantees you some financial success if you already, you know, promote or sell your products, you know, ideas, services, something like that. Your ability to attract the right people and then to kind of, you know, sway them to your side is really just enormous. It's like, you know, again, that's like, you know, you can sell snowballs to Eskimo this year, okay? Go with that. So just use that influence to, like, increase sales or, you know, come up with better ideas on how to make more money, something like that. As a salesman card, that Jack of Diamonds brings you more success in sales, but it's like in any type of business or financial enterprises, you know, you're going to benefit. It's like it doesn't have to be sales. It can be anything. And you're displacing the Jack of Diamonds this year. This year you find yourself focusing a lot of your time and energy into creative ways to make money, especially, you know, selling, again, that selling and promoting products, services, you know. I've seen people, you know, like start their quilt businesses or they start, like, you know, online, you know, craft things. It's like, you know, or jewelry. It's like, you know, anything like that. It can be any, you know, whatever you got your heart and soul into. It's like, you know, go with that. And that's, that position definitely has some benefit from the financial level if you approach it with a definite plan or direction, you know, kind of like that, get that business plan together and go, this is what I want to do, this is where I want to be, da-da-da-da, and then you just go for it, you know, keep moving forward. Your creativity is running really high. You might feel somewhat playful, but here's the thing is, don't let your playfulness turn into, I spent too much time on the playground. I didn't get my business calls made. So it's like, oh, you know, I'm behind now. It's like, all right. And the other thing is you've got to be squeaky clean, scrupulously honest, upright, above board, et cetera, you know, that, you know, it's like, because if you don't, if it's like you don't really watch your P's and Q's on that, it's like something will turn out and bite you in the hiney this year, okay? So but this year should be a year to remember when your financial goals are really realized.
It actually does. It all makes a lot of sense with a lot of things I have going on right now in my life. So it's it all makes sense. Now I have to just do something with it.
What I am going to tell you a little bit further here, you've got cards governing your planetary periods, you know, just kind of this overview. In any given year, you've got what they call a Mercury period, and that's 52 days. Venus covers 52 days. Mars is 52 days. Jupiter is 52 days. And you know, Saturn and Uranus and Neptune. So they each cover 52 days. And what it says is the influence for that planetary particular ruler is the strongest in the dates that are given. So you're likely to have more things happen, you know, kind of in that vein. But I call it a watercolor wash, too, because it's like, just like, you know, painting, it's like how, you know, you do a wash on stuff. You kind of have that influence for the whole year. So what you've been through so far, your Mercury period started, let's see, February 14th, and it went through April 7th. And what you had there was a four of hearts and a five of diamonds in it. We'll take a look at that in a minute. Your Venus period started April 7th, and it went through May 29th. And you had a four of diamonds and an ace of diamonds in that. Now, where you're at right now is you're in your Mars period that started May 29th, and it goes through July 20th. So it's going to be ending, you know, this month is like the strong one for that. Now, that was the Two of Spades and the Eight of Clubs. And then where you're going to right after that is your Jupiter period, which starts on July 20th, and it goes through September 10th. So we'll just kind of take a real quick overview of where you've gone here. The Mercury period gave you, let's see, that four hearts. It's a short period, you know, kind of a short-lived time period, but it's a happy time in love and romance. Sudden happiness or pleasure at home, or a, you know, short trip. It could be, you know, it could have been a good book or a new friend, you know, something like that. You don't look for lasting relationships in your Mercury because it's kind of that fleeting influence, but it's really a powerful and stabilizing influence that produces good results during this period. Even if the other Mercury card is a little bit one of challenge or adversity. Now, you got the five of diamonds that was indicated sudden unexpected change in employment or material circumstances or the family financial situation, something like that, possibly an unexpected loss of money. Indicates like maybe a short journey undertaken for your work or a money deal. Change is in the air because five are always that changeableness. It could be up or down, and it could be possibly related to, you know, education or others. So you might have had something, you know, happening back in with that. And it might still be ongoing because a lot of times, you know, it'll start and it's like, you know, start, stop, or things, you know, kind of sporadically happen during the year. Okay, your Venus one went from April 7th to May 29th. Now, that Venus card was the four of diamonds and the ace of diamonds. During that period, most likely, you're going to have money to spend on yourself, you know, items to beautify your home, yourself, you know, clothing, whatever. During that period, you like to associate with successful people with financial means. With that influence, you can make money in business related to the home, you know, clothing, artistic, beauty products. You can have financial success with, you know, other women. Just generally indicates contentment in financial matters. And again, that's, you know, the fours are such stabilizing influences. You usually get pretty good results, even if the other one is, you know, a challenge card. Now, you've got the other one is that Ace of Diamonds was in the Venus, and that brought the desire for money or to help others in some way, or desire to live in a more luxurious manner. It's like basically it's an indication of like charity, sharing your wealth. You work hard for those you love during that period, and you might have chosen to spend time with friends, you know, that further your financial plans, or, you know, hang out with people with strong financial backgrounds. Be careful that the love of money doesn't come before the love of your friends and family. That's always, you know, watch out for that one, because it's not money that's the root of all evil. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil.
Yeah.
Okay, and during Mars, let's see, that's the one you're currently in here. Mars is the one that governs our relationships with men in general and any legal matters we're involved in. So if you're involved in, like, a legal suit of any kind, Mars cards indicate, you know, either the success or failure, you know, probabilities of success or failure with this. Now, with this one, you've got what you're in right now. You've got this Two of Spades and you've got the Eight of Clubs. Two of Spades indicates some kind of partnership with a man or man. It could indicate a meeting with an attorney about a legal matter. It's an excellent influence for attorneys or anyone involved in negotiating work. Under that influence, you work best in a partnership and have the ability to kind of keep the peace among all people who are at odds with each other. It might really be a challenge, but, you know, your honest efforts and hard work brings a lot of progress towards your work goals. The Eight of Clubs in Mars bring success with males and all things approached with aggressive mental strength. Could be advancement like in a male school or male gathering, you know, something like that. Strong desire for knowledge or education could be present. Indicator of success in political arenas or some kind of connection in a legal matter. Ambition can take you far enough, but just watch out for stubbornness, which could cause personal relationships to suffer. It's powerful and overcoming influence. It's really strong. It's going to bring a happy and successful period for you, even if you know the other card wasn't so good. But it's like a two, you know, a two is very good because it's about partnerships. It's just going to guarantee you know, that you overcome it, and you're ultimately in the long run. Like, you know, sometimes the short runs, you know, don't turn out exactly the way we want it to, but the long run result is going to be a really positive one. And I always look at those as like, you know, even though we may be disappointed by something, it's like God knows the best plan in the long run. And it's like overall, you know, you keep things in prayer if they're not quite going the way you're hoping they will. It's like in the long run, things are going to turn out pretty good. Okay, and then the one to kind of look forward to, because Mars can kind of be a challenging one. But the Jupiter cards tell us what or who are the biggest blessings for your whole year, especially for the financial lines. And if you involve yourself in activities, you know, related to the Jupiter cards, we can see, you know, increase in your finances through those directions. So you've got a really, you know, this first one here is like you've got this Eight of Hearts, which is really good, and then this Ace of Clubs. So that Eight of Hearts, really auspicious influence, brings you a certain amount of charm and social power that you can apply in business, personal areas for success through everything. Through the cooperation of friends and associates, you can achieve a lot now, especially in any public-related endeavors. You're going to have huge financial successes, or, you know, they're possible through cooperation of other people, working in harmony with others. Also present is a certain amount of healing ability, which you can apply to yourself or to others. And it's like, with the hearts, I'm going to say that's usually indicates like emotional things that are going on. So this is one of those things where it's like, if you know, and of course we've all had, you know, those scars, dings and dings to our heart and whatever in our emotions. It's like, this is a really good time to kind of, you know, take a step back, do some of those kind of nurturing things for yourself, and use that to heal yourself and heal others around you from, you know, any kind of emotional skirmishes that might have occurred. The Ace of Clubs and the Jupiter time, during this period you find knowledge is a really great asset. And your desire for knowledge can lead to professional and material success with that influence. A new idea or plan for business or financial success is going to have really good outcomes now. You follow your impulses to start something new and see what happens. You probably have a wealth of really good ideas right now. And again, that goes back to that, get that little spiral-bound notebook and carry that sucker with you, you know, wherever you go, in your purse or in your pocket or, you know, whatever works. And it's like, you know, because sometimes, you know, you're sitting on the park bench or, you know, you're in the grocery checkout line, you go, oh, that's, you know, you just have these ideas, like, you know, quote, hit you out of the blue. Write those hit you out of the blue ideas down, because they turn out to be, you know, sometimes really good ones. Watch out for over-ambitiousness, though, which could place too much value on reaching a high social status, because that could undermine your success. The influence could also cause you to be maybe a little bit more impatient with people who are not as quick as you are to grasp the concepts and meanings of things. So just kind of think of that as kind of like the bit in the curb, you know, just like slow the horse down a little bit and go, okay, it's like everybody's not on the same, you know, learning curve and learning train and clicking us through. So it's like be willing to kind of slow it down and walk through things a little bit slower with people. It's like until, you know, you see the light bulb go on over their head, okay? And be careful your mind doesn't get out of hand now. It's like it's a really funny thing to say. It's just like you're in a high mental state, you know, mental gear, and you just need to be directed into practical pursuits as much as possible. So anyway, that's what I got for you for today.
That is terrific, because it all makes sense to me now with yeah, what's coming up and what's going on in my life. So
all right. Well, I got some other folks in the queue here. It's like, you know, click follow and come on back and visit us. It's like we're here 7 days a week. It's that same number you called in on, that 773-897-6461. And then and Jethro, check out his show. It's like he's got a new one. He got his what we call his official reverendship papers. He's an official reverend, can put that title in front of his name now. He started a show called Living in the Psychic Realm. And he does that in a little bit different format. But the number for that, you know, if you got a pencil and paper, call in and check out that one is 714, a lot of threes here, 333-3354. And I'm not sure if he's on today. It's like he's kind of bouncing a little bit with that one, different times, different days, whatever. But it's like what we found out is if you call in the numbers and if there's not a show scheduled, they'll tell you there's no show scheduled in the next 24 hours. If there is one scheduled, a lot of times they'll say in 10 hours it's going to be on, or, you know, 5 hours, 3 hours, whatever. So it does give you, you know, the time frame that's like and let you know that it's going to be on so you can go, you know, if you want to do another note to self, call in at this time, you know, type of thing. But I would encourage you to call him and talk with him a little bit because he gets insights and stuff that I don't. I mean, it's like, you know, this guy he and I compliment pretty good because he gets stuff that I don't, and, you know, I'm not going to say that I get stuff that he doesn't, but it's like a lot of times he'll take stuff that I do and go, and he'll springboard from it and go, yeah, it's like, you know, it's sometimes, you know, look, you know, how people come look for the jigsaw puzzle, and it's like, you know, pieces, and it's like when you got a jigsaw laid out, you see three or four people, you know, working on the same puzzle, they get different pieces of things, and that's kind of the best way I can describe, you know, complimentary flexibility.
Okay.
Okay.
I do appreciate it.
You betcha. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being on here. And it's like we're going to check out and get on with our next caller here. All right. Yayo. It's like, I started with you last night. It's like, I'm really sorry. I remember you're for the Three of Diamonds. I don't remember your birthday, but I remember you were Three of Diamonds.
Okay. My birthday is 6/14/1976.
Oh, let's see. What was the first month was what?
6/14/76.
Oh, six. Okay, there we go. 6/14. Okay. 76. Okay, there we go. Okay, right year for you, too. Okay, 6/14/76. Yes, I remember that one. It's like I felt bad because I was like, I was just, all of a sudden it's like, I have like about nine people giving me their birthdays, and I was like going, oh, man, I can't type fast enough in chat to do this. I'm so glad you called in. All righty. Let's see. Okay, with that Three of Diamonds, and then you've also got that Ace of Spades as a planetary ruler. So let's look a little bit here and see what's going on with you. I know the three cards, you guys have a lot of creative energy, and it's like the thing of it is like there's always, you know, a high side and a low side to these cards. And what it is if you don't keep your sights, you know, kind of like on the upside of things, your mind can go to worry and indecision. And it's like sometimes, you know, threes can be some of the biggest worriers in the whole deck. And it doesn't matter what suit you are. It's like threes just seem to be, you're either worried and indecisive about stuff or you're so creative people are just going, oh, my goodness, you know, you need to take that show on the road. But the name of the card is called the Undecided Values card. And it's considered sometimes one of the more difficult of life paths in a deck, especially when you're a woman. It's like, oh, thank you for that road sign. Appreciate that one. But indecision and values, along with some past life relationship karma, you've got a Six of Hearts karma card, can cause a lot of challenges in your affectional, you know, your romantic life. And again, you know, you can be some of the biggest worriers about your finances because diamonds in this life, you know, we deal with monetary, you know, with a monetary system. It's like, yes, diamonds are girls' best friend. It's like, or they can be your worst enemy if you're, you know, if you don't have enough of them. But the deeper meaning of it is you're looking for your values. And it's like this life is about finding what's really important to you and finding your values. Okay, all threes are kind of guilty of that, you know, worry and indecision. And you got to find that constructive outlet. You know, it talks about you have an overactive mind. It's like, you know, direct away from the worry or in fear. It's like, you know, get that, put that bit in the horse's mouth and say, we're not going to worry and fear today. We're going to go and, you know, give thanks. And it's like, you know, be aware of our blessings. And it's like, but that's what it says is, you know, best remedy is just to find some expression for your creativity. You got to express yourself. You know, it's like, you know, maybe you decorate cakes, or it's like I've seen people do artwork with bread. It's like it's really amazing. And then they eat it, and I'm like going, wow, you put a lot into that just to eat that. And it's like, yep, but it's like it's how they express their creativity. So it's like whatever you're doing, it's like there's always a really, you know, cool way to express yourself artistically. You've got a natural interest in metaphysics. Imagine that. You're calling into a show like this. Yep. And that should be cultivated if you're to know more peace in your life and to overcome, you know, hurdles and temptations. You always know what's right and wrong, though sometimes, you know, you kind of try to ignore what you know. It's like, no, I didn't do that. It's like, yes, you did.
Right.
So it's like, you know, not all three diamonds have those, but it's like it's so common enough that it's like it's worth mentioning, okay? When you operate out of the high side of that card, you're really extremely creative and productive. You express yourself in a multitude of productive ways. You can, you know, really be great entertainers or public speakers. You've got powerful minds capable of piercing the deepest and most mysterious subjects. You can also be really powerful speakers once you've found something that you believe in heart and soul and you want to talk about and you want to share, it's like people believe you, okay? It's one of your highest forms of expression is to promote what you believe in and share it with the world. And you do really good at that when you do that. You've got more satisfaction in business where you can travel or do various, you know, kind of different things, gives you variety. Sometimes there's somebody younger for whom you need to make sacrifices. You know, it's might be, you know, one of your children, or it might be, you know, niece or nephew, or, you know, grandkids. It's like, you know, depending on what your age and stage of life is. And you've got 3 nines in your life path later in life. So here's that heads up. It's like things can be disappointing, capital, unless you've developed your spiritual side, which gives you peace and wisdom to be able to deal with those. You're here to try on kind of many things for sizes, like, you know, visualize yourself. You know, you're in the shoe shop, you know, and you're trying on every pair of shoes that fit you in that store, okay? But you try on every size, and then you settle on the truth. You always benefit from changes and travel. If you can pursue a career that gives you, you know, some freedom and travel and variety, it's like you're going to be a lot happier. In relationships, okay, talk about challenges and love. This card runs neck and neck with that Queen of Diamonds as being the most difficult marriage. The Queen of Diamonds actually has a beat, but you're like right up there, okay? There's such great creativity in this card. You come into this life feeling like there's this boundless realm to explore and experience. I just got to go do it all. It's like, and at some point you realize you've got a lot of fear of abandonment and betrayal that you got to deal with along the way. And it usually manifests sometimes as, you know, earlier in life, you know, multiple relationships or, you know, play in the field or chronic indecision in regarding matters of love and marriage. But you got to deal with that, you know, that inner insecurity. And it's like, and until you do, you kind of choose to either have what they call transitory relationships, where either, you know, you're the person, you know, either you're the person leaving or you're the person being left. And the bad thing is, it's like if it's not you doing the leaving, you're attracting someone who does do that, okay? So you're learning how to let others be as they are and to heal your own love fear, you know, fear of love and doubt, and, you know, in relationships. It does indicate, it's like, it says multiple marriages, but it's like, in this day and age, you kind of go, yeah, it's like, you know, sometimes you don't always get to the married state, but it's like, there's just, it's just common that you might go through a lot of relationships, you know, it's like, same way with the Queen of Diamonds, it's like, you might, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you kiss a lot of toads before you find the prince type of thing, okay, does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. Okay, you've got this Ace of Spades as your planetary ruler. It adds a lot of passion and ambition to your personality. Could even result in you becoming something of a workaholic, so watch that. Could cause you to seek to find yourself in your work and the things you create. You generate a lot of power. You've got a really strong will. And it can cause your life to be a series of, like, chapters. You know, you write this, you know, write a chapter. It's like in each one you've transformed into a new person. That inner transformation, because the Ace of Spades is the card of transformation, is part of your life pattern. And it might lead you to the study of, you know, again, of metaphysics or, you know, spirituality. You find answers to a lot of the questions you have about your life. You've got the special inner power that you know, is only accessed by turning on your attention within. It's like, you know, again, back to, you know, prayer and meditation. It's like prayer is talking to God, meditation is listening to Him. Relationships are going to be just a major challenge in your life until, you know, you face that truth, you know, within yourself about your own needs versus external goals and dreams. So it's like, you know, because sometimes there's really that conflict there, and it's like, you know, can I have the perfect love relationship or can I have the perfect job? And it's like sometimes trying to get that to come together is really, really tough. It's a major completion year for you this year. Because you've got a 9 card in a prominent position, we know there's going to be a year in which you achieve some kind of important ending in your life. It might be either, you know, birth card spread or the planetary ruler spread. But what we have to say about 9s, endings can be seen as disappointments if you disregard the true meaning. In truth, they represent graduations from chapters of your life that were important, you know, kind of think of like high school graduation, but they're now, you know, no longer helpful for our personal growth and development. So it's like as that one door closes, you see this other door open. And what's beautiful about endings is that wonderful freedom we feel after you pass through it and you're on to your next stage of work and development. The other one I like to use is, remember the little character Linus and Charlie Brown with this little security blanket? It's like sometimes we get like that. It's like if we have something that's coming to an end, it's kind of like somebody's taking that, you know, well, that's my comfy blanket. Wait a minute, I wasn't ready to give that up. So you can see it as a disappointment, or you go, you know what? It's like I'm really, you know, kind of sort of ready. Maybe I'm not ready to give it away, but it's like I'm ready to fold the blanket up and put it up on the shelf mantelpiece so I can still see it. You know, it's still kind of there if I really need it, you know, but it's just, it doesn't become part of your daily, you know, okay? But whatever the nature of endings in your life is, are, just be glad you've reached a point in your development, you're ready to move on to better things in relationships. Because, you know, again, it's like sometimes we get afraid to let go of things that it just become, we get in that comfort spot and it's just like, I don't want to move on because I'm comfy cozy here. But, you know, rest assured, you know, this is kind of the case where you're at. It's like you're kind of ready to take that step out and you're ready to move on. By this time next year, you're going to be in an entirely new and better place for both your personal and professional development expansion. Okay, let's see. I'm going to look here real quick.
Okay.
Check my time here, okay. I want to make sure I get to her. We got one more caller here. I want to make sure. Okay, but your long-range card, oh, wow, you've got two nines here. And you've got five and a jack and the ace of spades. Okay. Your long-range card this year is like 9-0. You're talking about completion. Nine of spades is your long-range card. It's the strongest indicator of year of important endings here. It could be like ending a line of work you've been doing for a long time or, you know, continuing with health problems that cause you to make major changes in your lifestyle or habits. And it could be not just, you know, not you personally perhaps, but it's like, you know, maybe somebody really close to you. No. So it's either it's going to be something like that is going to be happening for you this year.
Okay.
It's often associated with work and health problems or disappointments, but only if we're unwilling to let go of, you know, the things, the people, the jobs, the habits that are ending for us because it's, you know, it's going to end and it's like, and how you view it, you know, your perception of it is more important than the actual event. It's major completion. And when you're doing this, you know, it's, you know, when you begin this year, whatever you're doing, when you begin this year is likely to be completed by the time of your next birthday and you're going to be moving on. There could be a death in family or someone you know. You know, there's a lot of different ways it can manifest, but it's like something that's going to ultimately affect your lifestyle in a really important way. It's a strong indicator of spiritual work and could indicate a lot of success in this area for you this year. Success in applying universal principles is really key. It can mean, you know, letting go of things that are kind of passing away, you know, broadening your life goals to include some kind of humanitarian work. It's just going to help you realize the success potential of that powerful card. Your key word for this year is, keywords is a year of major endings and completions in your life. They can be related to health problems or deaths in the family. This, again, is that, you know, get that index, you know, that 3x5 index card and just kind of put those keywords up and just kind of keep it as, you know, note to self for the day. It's like, you know, what am I doing this day to, you know, work through this or work around this or, you know, what's going on. Nine of Diamonds as your Pluto card. Again, this year you find yourself confronted with financial outlays of one kind or another, and it may truly tax your sense of prosperity and financial well-being. Whether you're investing the money for the future or giving it to charity or, you know, losing it on investments, you know, paying it out on needed expenses or having unexpected financial outlays, you know, your car breaks down or whatever, you know, you're going to be letting go of some money this year somewhere. The only attitude that's going to help you retain that peace of mind is that letting go and having faith. It's like, you know, you're going to be provided for, you know, God will provide, okay? It's the year is just like a cycle of money going out, and they're always followed by cycles of money coming back in. So it's like when you're on, you know, down in the trough, the crest is going to come. But it's like, you know, don't get down in the trough and wallow. It's like, you know, because you're going, oh, no, it's never going to end. It's like, yes, it will. It's like it's going to be a cycle. Just keep moving forward with the cycle. And it's like have that faith and go, you know, when your back is to the wall and the only way is up, that's where help comes from. Just remember that one and hang on to that.
Okay.
The year when you can complete your involvement with a certain type of work, you know, or money-making venture or occupation. Usually when this card is a Pluto card, we tend to resist letting go. You know, it's like, I don't know if you ever saw that little blurb where Lucy was trying to get the blanket away from Linus to run it through the washer, okay? So she literally ran up, she grabbed it away from him. He sat there going, ah! You know, the whole time the washer and the dryer and back to him, okay? So that's what it might feel like if you're not willing to let go. It's like somebody's trying to grab my security blanket. Wait, no, I don't want to let go, okay?
Okay.
Just kind of go, wait a minute. It's like, that's right. I'm supposed to not resist letting go. So if you let go, you know, let go and let God, it's like it's going to be a lot easier, okay? Sometimes the card signals a year when, like, it's the job or occupation is taken away from us against their will. You know, people get fired. It's like, I've heard some of these stories where people, like, one gal, it's like, she says, I prayed for a change. And she says, I went in on Friday. Prayed for a change on Friday. Went in Monday and got fired. It's like, and she's like, wait a minute, this is not quite what I had in mind. It's like, but what ended up happening was she went, okay, I got to do something quick. So she ended up, she picked up, she always loved to do jewelry stuff. She picked up, she started doing jewelry. She started doing some other things. She got, you know, online with stuff. She eBay stuff. She started her own little, you know, website and online business. And she did really well because, you know, it was like, you know, God helped me. And he did. So it's like, okay. You know, it's like, so if you get something, you know, taken away, you know, against your will, if you realize the time has come to move on and just accept the timing of things, it's just the timing and going with the flow to something much better, because something new and better always follows a 9-year. Okay, and the affirmation for that one is, I'm releasing myself from things, occupations, and people that once were good for me, but now have outlived their purpose in my life. I set myself free to move on to higher and better things in my life. So again, you know, think of that high school graduation. You know, you work for, you know, 12, 13 years to get through that, and it's like you get that diploma, and it's like, ta-da, you know, and then the door closes, and another one opens, okay? So it's kind of like that.
Okay.
Five of Hearts as your result card. One of your major challenges, you know, goals this year involves making changes in either friendships or intimate relationships. Because of that, it's being a heart. Important changes result in, like, maybe, you know, either a divorce or, you know, getting out of a long-term relationship, something like that. But somehow or other, you're changing what you want emotionally, and you're wanting to experience new and different people and pleasures. It may be, you know, a really big transition year for you. A change is coming. It's going to be a good one, leads you in new directions, and provides more and much-needed personal freedom. So somehow or other there, you're kind of getting what we call in plants root bound. And it's like, you know, you need to repot and kind of stretch your roots a little bit. The affirmation
okay.
is, I achieve new freedom in my choice of friends or lovers. I successfully broaden the scope of my friends and associates. So it's like, you know, that'll end up being a positive one. Jack of Diamonds as your environment card guarantees financial success if you're ready to promote or sell, you know, your ideas, products, services, whatever. You attract the right people, and then, you know, you get them to do, you know, on your side, you know, that's just enormous this year. You got just that enormous benefit this year. Use that influence to increase sales, or, you know, just come up with better ideas how to make money. And again, that Jack of Diamonds is a salesman card. It's like it's going to bring more success in sales, but in all types of business, you know, financial enterprises, whatever you're doing with that, it's like you're going to have some really good stuff coming there. Your displacement card, that Ace of Spades, it's a significant year in many ways, and one in which you make a major change in your lifestyle. You might either, you know, begin this new line of work or a new way relating to your health or physical body. You know, it's like some people get a diet book, you know, start a diet. It's like, and sometimes it doesn't have to be a major impact, but it's like something that affects, you know, how you eat, how you work, how you live your everyday life. It's like, that's a big impact. That's a big transition. So
okay.
This is the transformation card. It's a key word for you, and you could experience some kind of like death and rebirth, kind of like the phoenix, you know, dies and rises from his own ashes, okay, during the year. It's also the most mystical card in the deck and could bring involvement in one of the mystic sciences. So it's like, that's what I got for the moment here. It's like I got one more call. We got 9 minutes left, guys. It's like, shoot.
Thank you
but
so
I would
much.
Encourage you, you know, you bet. It's like, you know, and call back and let us know how things are going, because, you know, really the proof, you know, they say the proof is in the pudding. It's like, you know, we like to know, it's like, how are things going? It's like, you know, sometimes, and the other thing is that we always tell people too, is like, the only one that ever wrote stuff in stone was God. And it's like, just because we tell you something here, you can go, oh, I didn't like that. It's like, I'm going to change that. And people do. They, you know, when you post the warning sign, it's like, look out, you know, warning something ahead. It's like danger ahead. They go, I'm not going to take that road. I'm going to take this other one. And it's like, you know, so that you can totally change the path if you don't like it. So it's like, just because we say something doesn't mean you cannot use your free will to change it. So it's like, always keep that in mind.
Okay.
All righty. Sounds good. Well, thank you so much for being on. And it's like, we'll talk to you again. All right, 718, thank you. It's like, we got a few minutes here. We got about 7 minutes left, and I'm going to do a really quick one here for you. It's like, I'm going to encourage you to call back tomorrow. We've got Pamela Cummins on with us tomorrow, and she is our love and relationship psychic. She's also, she does love and relationship coaching and, you know, life coaching, and, you know, and she said one time, it's like, I don't just do love and relationship. It's like, you know, I do the whole spectrum. It's like, okay, but, you know, she does really exceptionally well with those. But she's also called the musical psychic. So it's like, she'll be on, and it's like, if we don't get through today, if you can give us a call back tomorrow, it's like, she will be on, and it's like, we'll get some more time for you there. So anyway, okay, with that being said, can I get your month, day, and year?
Hi.
Hi.
My birthday is 6.
Okay.
Okay, it's 6/26/77.
6/26?
Yes, 26.
26. Okay. That looks okay. That looks just like you're not Gemini. You're just into being Cancer. Okay. Sounds good. All right, and what you are today here? All righty, and you got some stuff coming up too. You are four clubs. A person with the planetary ruler of a six of hearts. Four of clubs. Generically, four people are, you know, you like stability in your life. And the club's people, you are the amazing scholars of the deck. It's like literally you can learn anything, you know, from like, you know, rocket science to brain surgery, okay? It's like you guys got really fine minds. Anything you really decide that you want to learn, that you want to study, you can do it. It's like, you know, you're the original Nike Swish, you know, can do it people. Let's see here. Okay, and it's called, the name of the card is the card of mental satisfaction. It's a card of stability, but you've also got an underlying five of clubs, which there's some restlessness there that can manifest in several ways. You're really progressive. You can utilize that to create new ideas in your chosen line of work rather than let your restlessness keep you, you know, from achieving success. You know what you know, and you're not likely to change your mind on anybody's behalf unless you see that value change for yourself. Some of your good friends might call you a little bit stubborn at times because you're like, yes, I know what I know. You kind of like that for you because you usually win and you usually do well in legal matters. You've got a really good constitution health-wise and you're not afraid of hard work. It's a really successful card. You're good at sales. You know, again, now we're getting a sales card today here. You enjoy talking about what you believe in. You're popular. You do well in groups. And as long as you don't let that love of debate get out of hand, you keep a really fine reputation at work. You want a successful love life, and this is one of your major life challenges. That's because often the drive and determination of that four clubs masks that desire to be accepted by others, and ironically, it's that same acceptance that you find difficulty in giving yourself. It's like, you know, you go, I'm, you know, you sometimes have that feeling of, like, I'm not really that worthy of a person. It's like, I'll be the first one to tell you right here, yes, you are. It's like, you know, you seek that external acceptance from others, but it's like, give it to yourself first, let your love flow over, because, you know, even Christ told us, like, you know, you love your God first, but you love your neighbor as you love yourself. So it's like, fill yourself up and, you know, go, I am a good person, I'm a worthy person. And it's like, let your love flow over from that picture, okay? Because you are. Okay, in other cases, your desire for success in work competes with your desire for love and affection. It's like, that's a big tug of war right there. Your last years of life are often the most successful. You usually end up with financial protection, some, you know, extra, a good padded bank account, okay, as the saying goes. Four clubs collectively are the keepers of knowledge. You show that information has a practical value and we can be happy and successful by applying what we have right under our noses. In relationships, can manifest in a lot of ways, but again, that need for affection that you have is just that major issue in your life. That combined with that restlessness and sometimes a fear of commitment can be a cause for untold painful relationships. You know, it's not true of all of you, but sometimes you tend to, it's like if you don't manifest it yourself, you attract somebody who does have those issues. But your basic love karma is really good. If you can find a partner that appreciates a little space, a little bit of freedom, you know, everybody's happier, okay? You watch for a tendency to be attracted to people of what they call low reputation morality. It's like, in other words, bad associations spoil useful habits. So it's like, make sure that, you know, the people you're hanging out with, you know, it's like you can't judge a book by its cover, but people know you by your friends, okay? All those old cliches. And it's like, in those earlier generations, it's like, it's really true. Again, you can be, you know, a really romantic person. Just make sure you really keep it honest, though. You know, it's like speak your truth, okay? Or, you know, and be careful, you know, what you're really thinking, because sometimes you can put those vibes out and you attract somebody like that and they go, oh, and you end up going, oh, man, it's like he can't tell me the truth to save his life. It's like, okay, it's like let's reformat what you attracted in because you don't want that. It's like, okay. A lot of times you're drawn to artists or others in really creative fields. Now, you got the Six of Heart as your planetary ruler. It makes you, it's called the peacemaker card, and it's like you're going to find yourself in the position of mediator from time to time as a result of that. You've got the ability to see, like, both sides of any personal conflict between people. You enjoy seeing things turn out right, and it's like, and you often get involved if there's some kind of injustice being done, just kind of balance those scales. You always want to see what happens is fair and equitable so everybody gets a fair shake. You know, you really know what's fair and what's not, and you can be very competitive, which sometimes kind of surprise people. You're a peace-loving person, you know, sometimes you get that eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth when you're cross moment, okay? Many people with this card, you excel at sports or other competitive activities. You could even become a lawyer if that's what you really want to do. It's like that goes back to that four of clubs. You can learn what you want to. You often feel that your personal life gets into a rut. And again, and we got 90 seconds. Thank you, Blog Talk. Okay, but don't, you know, get out of the rut because you don't want to wait for somebody to fill, you know, fill in the end so it's a grave, okay? But once you get comfortable with a certain person, it's usually hard for you to change, even though, you know, you might want to. It's like if you get in a relationship, sometimes you kind of wait to see what's going to come your way instead of going out and making things happen as far as your love life is concerned. And some of your most important personal relationships are kind of destined, because it's like the sixes are those karma cards. And it's like sometimes you really, 60 seconds. Okay, rawr.
It won't
Please
cut
call
me
in again tomorrow. Because Pamela Cummins is going to be on. And it's like she's our loving relationship person here. But you can find your true purposes here. It's like this is one of those purpose-finding years. So it's like indulge in prayer and meditation. You know, that prayer is listening to God, or, you know, talking to God. Meditation is listening. And it's like, and it kind of gives you that influence where you kind of get to see below the hidden surface of things. It's like, you know, the still waters run deep. It's like this is a time when you can say, okay, you can ask that question. What was I on this planet to do? What am I supposed to achieve? And it's like, and you'll get answers. You will. So anyway, with that thought, oh, rats. 954, you just came in. We've got literally like about 20 seconds left here, and it's like, oh, we're not going to get to it today. But what I am going to say is please call back. It's like we're going to be on tomorrow. 7 seconds. Thank you. NASA countdown. 773-897-6461. It's like call back in. Pamela Cummins is going to be on with us tomorrow. She's our loving relationship and music psychic and, you know, other stuff too. And also today, try 714-333-3354, and hopefully Reverend Jethro might have his show on. It's like, I'm not positive. I didn't really talk with him about that, but it's like, at least if you call that 714-333-3354, you might be able to talk to him today. At least it will tell you when the show will be on. So, all right, Blog Talk is going to blog us off the air here, so it's like, thank you guys for calling in. Thank you for a great day, and it's like, we will see you again. Oh, let's see, and Jethro does have that coffee reading. So it's like, if you want the coffee reading special for, you know, $30.50, get a hold of me, 719-289-4907, and I'll explain about the coffee reading. And it's like, it's way below half price of what his normal readings are. So anyway, everybody have a great day, and I look forward to seeing you again. Have an awesome one. Blessings to everyone, and thank you all for being here.